into administration in the next couple of days. Well, our reporter Jules Bellamy is at the site close by. He's at Marston Moor Business Park this morning. Jules, first of all, just remind us of what happened.
Yes, that's right, Adam. I'm parked up pretty much where I was just over a week ago at the site of the twisted metal building that was BCB, the BCB plant here at the Marston Moor Business Park. The clear-up is continuing. I can see tankers in front of me. Now, whether they're part of the clear-up campaign or whether they're vehicles that belong to BCB, I'm not too sure. And there's earthworks now, sort of barriers between the road and the old plant itself. It was just over a week ago, on the morning of 11th of August, that people living around Tockworth Village woke up to see thick black plumes of smoke escaping up into the sky from this chemical fire at BCB's site. People living nearby were told to keep their doors and windows closed, and many called in to us here at BBC Radio York to tell us what they'd seen.
It looks enormous. It looks as if it's a volcanic eruption on down there.
I just thought it was a tractor, so I looked out the window, and to my horror, there was this enormous black cloud just flying into the air.
Very, very thick black acrid smoke. It appears that the building itself is now burnt out.
But as I was driving on the A59, I could see black smoke billowing up into the sky, which was a predominantly blue sky, and then the smoke is drifting across towards York, and if people look out of the window, they will see this thin, pale grey wisp of cloud. If it's not cloud, it's smoke.
Indeed, I could see it driving down from Scarborough at the top of Whitwell Hill on the A64. Well, as you can imagine, the fire caused a huge amount of damage at the BCB site. It's a metal building. It collapsed in on itself. It made it very difficult for firefighters fighting the fire, as there was concern about getting too close to it for fear of the structure. And for days afterwards, people told us they were worried about debris from the fire landing in their gardens. The Environment Agency said it didn't believe it to be hazardous. I spoke to Peter Stevenson from the Environment Agency on the site, who confirmed that he didn't think it was hazardous. He also said that they were keeping a close eye on Fleet Beck nearby to make sure no contaminated water from the fire escaped into the Beck. Well, yesterday, a spokeswoman from the Environment Agency told us a very small amount of contaminated water used in the fighting for the fire had indeed escaped into the Fleet Beck. Contractors have been pumping it out and taking it away to be disposed of. The contaminated water killed a very small number of fish in the Beck, but that the Environment Agency is confident that there's been minimal risk to the environment from the water.
Jules, just remind us what BCB had to say following the fire.
Well, a couple of days after the fire, the managing director of BCB, Phil Boardman, released a statement saying that they recognised that the fire had been extremely unpleasant and disruptive for many people, adding that they were deeply regret the upset and inconvenience caused. They said they'd appointed a specialist company called Acumen Waste Services to clean up the site, and we know that Acumen are still on that site, so I presume that that's possibly what these tankers are in front of me. We've had that confirmed by the Environment Agency.
And what's happening with the company now then, Jules?
Well, we've been told that the board has decided to appoint administrators and the process is still taking place. Therefore, the company is not yet in administration. We believe that 40 people were employed by BCB and that all but four of them now have been laid off on Monday, in fact.
And there was some concern from some people in Tockworth about the possibility of the site being rebuilt, wasn't there?
Yes, indeed. I went into Tockworth Village itself on the day I was here, just over a week ago, and I couldn't find anyone that was keen to see the site rebuilt. There were concerns that it would be rebuilt, as you say. Obviously, there's now a big question mark over this. We've been talking to people in Tockworth about the site now more than a week after the fire.
I'm very concerned, actually. We've seen no evidence of it, to be honest. We've seen tankers in the village pumping water out of the stream, but other than that, no evidence of anything at all. And also a lack of information, really, about what is going on.
There's a small bridge just leaving Tockworth on the western side, and as you drive over the bridge, which is a bridge over a brook, there's a really nasty smell, so I'm concerned about the state of the watercourse and the natural environment down in the watercourse.
I just hope that it's all sorted out.
As residents, we don't really know a great deal that's going on because there hasn't been much communicated.
They seem to have got it under control, but there's not a lot of information coming out of why they're there.
And, well, yeah, as for the threat of administration, again, as you can imagine, Adam, this fire has obviously hit the company hard. We've heard that on Monday, all but four of the 40 people who worked here were laid off. We also understand that the board has decided to appoint administrators, and that, well, that's likely, once the process has been completed, that the company will go into administration. Now, a knock-on effect of all that is that BCB's incinerator plant, or energy from waste plant, depending on which side of the fence you're sitting, here, was which were what they hoped to build here, looks likely never to come into fruition. Probably much to the delight of someone who's joined me now, local resident and parish councillor Clive Billiness. Clive, you were among the those campaigning against the energy from waste plants, or incinerator plants, under the banner No to BCB. Just remind us of your story.
That's right. Good morning, Jules. Good morning, Adam. Totwith residents have been opposed all the way through to a proposal to build a hazardous waste incinerator here. It's badged as an energy from waste plant, but it's actually an incinerator. And in fact, you've just seen in the last few days what can happen if you incinerate hazardous waste and anything goes wrong. One of our major concerns was about the emissions coming out of the site and its proximity to the Tockwith village. And what's happened in the last week just goes to prove the kind of dangers that having a plant like this so close to a small village like Tockwith actually presents. The waste that burnt in this plant was a small proportion of the waste that would have gone through the incinerator. And I think we have to be very grateful, first of all, that nobody was killed in this, thank goodness, and that the fire service managed to get everybody safely indoors and no one was harmed during it. But we have to remember that the smoke from this incident was flowing across the village, and there's a school less than 800 metres away from this. If this had been part of a major incident, if they'd built this hazardous waste incinerator, the consequences could have been a great deal worse than they already are, and they're bad enough as things are. We're very concerned now about the potential pollution in the area arising from what's come out of this plant during the fire. And it's important to remember that this is the fourth major incident that BCB have had here in as many years, and it's also the third fire they've had at this plant, and this is by far the worst one, of course. But my view is, three strikes and you're out. This really ought to be the end now of work like this, so close to a community, a small rural community like Tockwith.
I was about to say, I spoke to residents a week ago and put to them the thoughts of, well, what if BCB want to rebuild? And none of them, I couldn't find anyone who was keen on the idea.
No, I think this has to be the end now. There is a planning consent, of course, and you can't take away a planning consent to do something like this on this site. But if they're going to restart it, I think we're going to have to talk to the Environment Agency about whether or not it's right to give them a new licence, because they can't do any work like this without having a licence from the Environment Agency. And I think the EA has to wake up to the fact that this is just too risky a place. It's too close to a small community. It's too close to residential housing, to children, to playing fields, to allow processes like this to take place, especially given we're getting an average of one fire a year here now.
But there are jobs at stake. 40 local jobs have gone.
I think we're really sorry about that, because obviously it's to be regretted. But the jobs actually have now gone. Nothing that we're talking about now is going to have any effect on that, and we're really sorry they've disappeared. But I have to say, you have to weigh 40 jobs that have now gone. That's through no fault of anything that the campaigners have done, against the possible risk to the health of hundreds of people who live downwind of this, and in fact some of whom are already suffering the after effects of the fire, because I've had telephone calls telling me about chest problems, asthma problems arising from the smoke from this place. Bear in mind that smoke is what you see, is what you don't see that gets you.
Clive, thank you very much. That's Clive Billiness, local resident and parish councillor here in Tockwith. Well, there we are, Adam. I'd have to say that there is still a smoke, that at least a smell that permeates everywhere you are on this business park, and it's still quite chemically.